Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
And you're listening to Notstalgia, the podcast where my wife finds out what cultural forces shaped me into the strange man I am today.
It's going to explain a lot.
Kate, have you ever played or heard of the 1997 computer CD-ROM game Backyard Baseball? Here's the cover of the CD jewel case.
Wow, that kid's mouth is really large. He's got a really big hat
Don't
on.
Don't you dare talk about Pablo Sanchez that way. You're going to learn he's the GOAT of this game and this franchise. You think I'm kidding. Have you ever heard of or played any of the following? Putt-Putt.
No.
It's a little car. No? Okay. Spy Fox.
No.
Pajama Sam.
No.
Freddy the Fish.
I think I did play Freddy the Fish.
You know Freddy the Fish. Okay.
Yeah.
You played that? What, it like, you didn't have it, certainly.
Was definitely that a cousin's house.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
The one cousin that owned a computer, yes.
Okay. Do you recall how you play Freddy the Fish at all? Like,
you click around.
Yeah, it's a point-and-click adventure. That's a genre of game from this era and a little earlier. Basically, you have your little cursor, you click on things, and the character will go do them. Very, like, minimally interactive kind of game, I guess, if you think about it, right? Very basic.
Yeah.
So this company who made all of those games I just listed, Humongous Entertainment...
Hold up.
No.
Did Donald Trump invent this?
It's huge. It's humongous.
Humongous Entertainment.
It's the most entertaining. Lots
so
of people tell me
I'm
humongously entertaining. So Humongous Entertainment made all those games. They were very kid-friendly point-and-click games in the early 90s. By the time 97 rolls around, they put out this game, which is technically a baseball simulation game, but it's built on the same sort of point-and-click interface they had. I think it's very clever the way they made it. I never as a kid thought, wow, this sucks. This is like just a point-and-click adventure, but baseball. It really feels like a pretty good kind of detailed baseball game. So Backyard Baseball came about because a guy named Nick Merkovich, I don't know. He was an animator on some of those Humongous Entertainment games. And
stop saying humongous.
He was a baseball fan, and he pitched to the head of the studio. He said, hey, we should make a baseball game.
Uh-huh.
And it took a while for them to finally agree to do it. And when they did, they paired this Nick Merkovich guy, he was the creator, sort of the head of the project, with a guy named Richard Moe. He was the lead programmer, and Mark Pizer, he was the lead graphic designer. And the game was released on October 10th, 1997, for PC and Mac. This is the first PC game we've done. The other two, what did we do? We did Mario and we did Sonic so far.
Uh-huh.
So this one was actually made for a computer. Here's why I think it's good. I think it is good because it's very easy to learn. You can figure
out. Hope.
I know, right? Because I told you, it's kind of like a very simple point
yeah.
and click type of
yeah.
interface. And it, like, for kids, I didn't know about baseball when I played this when I was a kid. I was not a sports fan.
You did not
fan.
Know about baseball
about
until like last
don't,
year.
Right? Yeah, I've only recently sort of gotten into even thinking about or watching baseball. But I wasn't a sports kid, so I probably learned more about how to play baseball from this game than I did from like my dad
it's
or
because you didn't
playing
go outside.
At school. Pretty much, I was inside playing Humongous but Entertainment games.
You were simulating something you could have done when you were just outside with friends.
True, but my point is it's easy to learn, and you can learn the rules of the game from doing this.
How... Are we 100% sure that, like, I'm not a simulation?
Yeah. It's like, this is the wife game.
Wife Simulator 2000.
Humongous Entertainment. It's got really funny dialogue. All the characters have personalities, like unique personalities, and they're voiceover, and there's an announcer, and it's funny. It's funnily written. There's a crazy amount of attention to detail to each of these characters. So I did a deep dive last night preparing for this while you were sleeping. I was reading this great article on theringer.com called How Backyard Baseball Became a Cult Classic. And that was written by a guy named Zach Cram. He put this out last year in October in 2017 because apparently that was the 20th anniversary of this game. And he just goes into detail with interviewing the creators about like how it came to be. But what I learned reading that is that of the 30 kids you can make your team from in the game, it's like a neighborhood feel. Half of them are non-white, and half of them are female, which is pretty cool. And you click on them, I'll show you in a minute, when you play, and to pick them for your team, they give you like a little bio of them, and they talk to you, and like it's really extremely detailed what they did. And each kid's animation is a little different, the way they come up to bat. It's just there's a really, really, really high level of detail here, which is fun. The cast is diverse, as I just said. And as a baseball simulator, you can go into as much or little depth as you want. Like, you can just pick it up and play one game, which is what we're going to do. Or you can do, like, a season play where you make your team, and then you have to play through a 16-game season, and you know, over the course of several weeks in real life, theoretically. You're not just going to sit there and play it nonstop. But the other thing I think you might like about it, to me, this game is really, like, it has a Hey Arnold vibe to it, and as we know, you liked Hey Arnold somewhat. It's got that, like, diverse, realistic neighborhood feel. This is, like, they feel real. It feels like you're in this neighborhood, you know, playing baseball as a kid. You ready?
Sure.
To be a team manager?
Yeah. Look, you can pick your own team name. So this is kind of like when they do the Power Rangers, and it's like Ninja Squad.
Wow.
Dino Squad.
Callback.
Ooh, can I be the Wombats?
Yeah. Well, so pick your adjective and pick your noun, and then pick
humongous
your
humongous wombat.
Is that what you want
to
be?
I want to be the humongous wombat.
How about the colors?
Yeah, I want to be a humongous green wombat.
You got the green humongous wombats. Okay. Go ahead, pick your team.
They look diverse. One of them is in a wheelchair.
Click on him. Here, let's look at him. He'll give you his stats and he'll talk to you.
Did you click on him?
Yep.
Pick me. I can play all day.
What's it say about him? Anything good?
It says that he has 3 baseballs for running, and I don't want to be insensitive. But it appears that Kenny is in a wheelchair.
He's really fast.
You know what? I'm going to pick him.
You're going to put Kenny on your team? You should make him your pitcher, honestly.
Okay, should I pick
Click
him for
the
my
yes.
team?
Yep.
Yes.
See how easy this is to figure out?
Yeah, Kenny probably doesn't get picked often, so.
All right, so who's next?
This is a lot of kids.
Yeah,
they're all wiggling.
Yeah.
Why are they all wiggling?
Have you ever
so
met
much?
A kid, Kate? That's Amir Khan.
He likes music and root beer.
I'm not going to cry if you don't pick me, but big kids don't cry.
I don't like that kid's voice, right. So I'm not picking
him. No Ronnie Dobbs? Click on him. No, click on him.
Why?
Look.
Hola, soy Pablo, y me gusta mucho el béisbol.
Pablo does not speak English, it seems.
Pablo is stacked. You gotta put him on your team.
Okay, so I have a kid in a wheelchair. I have a kid that doesn't speak English.
My name is Stephanie Morgan, and I can name every player who played in the 96 World Series and their lifetime stats and their single season records and the type of car they drive.
She knows a lot about baseball, so I'm gonna put her on the team. Who's this kid eating popcorn? What's he doing?
If we win, can we get pizza after the game?
He has lots of skills. He's cute. I'm picking him.
Hey, Slick, I want to play some ball.
This kid looks like he fights behind the Wawa. Is that kid, what is that kid petting?
Click on him.
Nothing I look better than to play at sports all the darn day long.
The only time Marky wears shoes is to school and church. I think we might have to call child services for Marky.
I want to show you some of my favorites. Pete Wheeler, he's really fast. I think he's the fastest runner in the
fast?
Game.
I can run real good.
Is he okay?
I don't know. Where's the girl with the teddy bear? I feel like she's half decent. She's in the front row.
This one?
Yeah.
This little person?
I want to play with you, please. I can run real fast.
She's fast too, but her fielding and batting are not so good.
Yeah, she's not so... She probably doesn't have, like, developed limbs yet. Jesus.
Remember, you get to determine their positions after.
Oh, I don't know. I should have been picking with positions in mind.
No, that's okay. You're the manager.
Oh, jeez.
I really want to play, so pick me.
I'm putting Lisa on there.
Is she the girl from Double Dare who went to Penn Charter?
Hi. I'm Ricky Johnson.
He has good coordination.
He's pretty solid. His skills are, like, right down the middle.
How many more do I need?
You need one more. Keisha, she's got some pretty stacked skills.
She's
full batting, full running.
Einstein, good move.
Katie's humongous wombat. I'm just saying. Why is that kid's little belly out?
Pablo, his shirts don't fit. How many kids do you think clicked that print button and wasted like reams and reams of their parents' ink?
So she's in the outfield. I gotta keep Keisha in the outfield. This is really difficult, guys.
Can you name your team players here? Could you just go down the list and name them for the listeners? So.
Okay. Kenny Kawaguchi, wheelchair bound. Pablo Sanchez, does not speak English. Stephanie Morgan, decent. Dante Robinson, eats a lot of hamburgers and has a big fro. Pete Wheeler, looks like he might have been squeezed at birth by forceps, but seems like a solid player.
It's really fast.
Jacinda Smith, overall, some good skills. Lisa Crockett. I'm not sure why I picked her. Probably because her nickname is Mad Dog.
Glasses are as big as her head.
Ricky Johnson. He looks really nice. Kind of like an African-American Hey Arnold.
He does have a football head.
And Keisha Phillips. She's got skills.
All right.
And cute little pigtails.
That's your lineup. Katie's green humongous wombats. Go to Team Dugout, corner.
We have a dugout?
Let's look at the schedule real quick. Let's take a look up ahead. We're only going to play one game today, obviously.
Oh, thank God.
Who are you playing?
I'm playing the Melonheads today. All right.
Well, it's that time again. Baseball is in the air, and we're ready for another
exciting BBL season. This is Sunny Day and my pal Vinny the Gooch with a hearty hi-ho to ya.
Wait a minute. The Gooch does not, under any circumstances, say hi-ho. Sunny Day may be saying hi-ho, but the Gooch just says yo.
Vinny the Gooch. Vinny the Gooch.
He's making jokes.
Is the Gooch okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
I really don't like the nickname.
You're up against
the
green melon heads. Why are the green? Oh, I guess the melon is green. The green melon head's color is orange.
We're at Parks Department Field Number 2, guys.
Is that what it's called?
Leslie Knope is here.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Click play ball.
Oh my God, are we doing it? Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Are you batting first?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty easy to figure out. I'll let you figure
it
out.
Oh my God, don't let me figure. I'm going to lose.
So choose the kind of thing you want to bat with and then get the, get click, no, click there. Wait. Wow.
Oh, good, I hit it.
You got a nice line drive. He's really slow in there. Oh, wait. Oh.
Well, he's in a wheelchair.
He was close. He almost made it.
Oh, my God, Kenny.
Wow, well done. All right, so you got the idea? You got to pick your batting style right away. Pablo can get a home run. I would go with power for this. Remember, you don't have to click if you think it's going to be.
No, that's not a strike.
It was barely in. It was in the strike zone.
My hatred for you is boundless.
Oh,
shoot.
Too slow. Shoot, Pablo. You got Pablo up. He's got two strikes. You got one out.
I don't know.
Let's see. He can get a home run if you can get the timing right. But it's hard to do that right away. Maybe we should have put him a little... Oh, my God.
Well,
wow.
I don't know how this works.
You swung a mile before that was there. It's all about timing. Poor Pablo. All right, you got to click on the spot. When the ball is close.
Well, God.
The timing matters.
Tell me. This is stupid. I like picking the teams. I hate this game.
For reference, Katie's at her third at bat. Hating the game already.
This is stupid.
You got this.
I hate this.
It's all about timing.
You'll get it.
Now watch. Now we're going to switch. Before you throw this ball, if he hits it, it's going to cut to a view of above. You want to click where the ball is going to land, and one of your people will run to get it. Then you need to click on where you want them to throw it. You'll figure it out.
I don't like this.
Click on my God. Click on that ball. Click on the ball. Click on first base. Click on first base. Now. Too late. Stop. Oh, my God.
No. That's slow.
I know. He bunted. No, it was no fun.
I'm not doing this.
Throw it back to yourself. Click on him.
No.
Wherever you click,
no.
You either the ball will go if you have it, or you will go if you don't have the ball yet.
No.
Whoever's closest will go.
No, I don't want to do this.
Oh, somebody's going to get it. Click on first. Yes. Oh, click on third. Now. Too late. First is over. We're into the top of the second. 0-1. Melon heads.
Is that kid going to bat with a hot dog?
Who's going to eat it? Look. She threw a spit ball. Did you see it? It literally had spit on it. She had a power up.
That's disgusting. Here's the thing. I like making the teams. I don't like this part. Is there a game where I can just make teams? Is there a way to turn off these noises?
Bottom of the second. Still 0-1 melon head.
I hope Tiffany Bosworth breaks her leg.
Oh, that's gone right to first. Oh, shoot. She's got to get back. Come on, Kenny. Nice. Wow, see? Kenny pumped those wheels. He got her out. He made it to first.
Oh, my God. This whole episode has been a roller coaster.
Oh, Pete Wheeler caught it. Look, you didn't even have to do anything.
Pete Wheeler's good for something. Jesus.
Oh, my God. He's super fast.
Pete Wheeler's going to marry his cousin.
All right. Top of the third.
We don't have...
0-1 melon
this?
Heads. This is your girl, Lisa Crockett.
Oh, my God.
With the big glasses.
What did I do?
All right, get What have I done?
Why did I pick her?
All right, get ready. Get ready. Remember, okay. You got to click when it comes to you. It's a little before you think you need to. That was a little bit later than you needed to. And that noise was nice. All right. You're getting there, Kate.
Why does he walk like that? Is he affected? You said no and I did it.
I meant right before I said no.
That is not a strike.
It was. It was in.
I'm going to charge the mound. Can you charge the mound?
There's going to be a brawl, a baseball
brawl
at the
end of this. I'm going to beat the crap out of Tiffany
Bosworth.
What the was that?
Crazy. She's going to pitch
again. Oh, Jesus.
The ball went zigzagging. That was a zigzag crazy pitch, Kate.
Here's something that I learned from playing this game.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't coach you, Little League.
All right, it's the...
No, I really need to be done.
Bottom of the third.
I don't think I really don't want to do this anymore.
Switch seats.
I'm not doing it
Switch
anymore.
Seats. We're going to finish this game.
Oh, my God. I hate this game.
All right, we've switched seats.
Yeah.
Bottom of the third. Kate is throwing in the towel.
I have no tolerance.
We're gonna
for
finish
this
game. All right, let's see. Come on, Pete.
Pete sucks. Oh, man.
Oh
my God,
we blew it.
Pete sucks eggs.
Can I trick her into trying to go for it? Come on. Oh, she was not safe.
See, Pete was eyeing up his cousin on the bleachers, thinking I'm gonna marry her someday.
Oh my God, she ran to third. Oh my God. That was their pitcher, I think. She got a run because of my horrible play. Oh, I give up.
See? That's because Nancy Chin was recently lobotomized.
Good strike, Nancy out. Nice. Boom. First strikeout. All right, so my first move as taking over was to throw the ball out of play and let somebody, score a home run on a single. And my second move was to strike out Nancy Chin.
I feel like watching this game is better than playing this game.
No.
I did not like it.
You just didn't... I think you just need to play more to get used to it, and you have no patience for that.
I have no patience for that.
For this children's baseball
game. Here's the thing. I don't have the level of video game resiliency that I feel like you have. And you might not have the level of real life resiliency.
Oh my god. Top of the fourth. Since I've taken over, it is 0-2 Melonheads. It's only gotten worse.
This is worse than being outside.
Let's see if my batting is any better than my pitching.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Tiffany Bosworth.
See, I hate her too. I hope she falls and gets a concussion.
I meant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, Kenny.
See?
In real baseball, how often do you see someone actually hit the ball? You know, this is very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Try the line drive. Can you describe what just happened?
The ball caught on fire, and it burst into flames, and it burned Kenny Gawaguchi's exposed skin.
It traveled like 1,000 miles an hour right at me. She knew. She had a special power-up, and she used it. That was smart. Oh, I gotta get a home run with Pablo. Oh, we got a pitching substitute? Because they know they got Pablo here. They know that I have the big guns. Mm-hmm. Here comes Nancy Chin. Oh, my God. Oh, what happened there, Kate?
The ball froze.
Like had icicles on it.
Yeah.
They're using all their power-ups on me because somebody let them get a lot of power-ups.
I'm not saying it was me.
All right, Stephanie Morgan.
It may have been me.
Let's do this. I want to make a difference in this game. Not the negative difference I've made so far. Oh, it is the bottom of the fourth. 0-2 still. Melonheads are doing great.
Yeah, we brought in the ringer. It didn't work.
They got a home run. Pablo is stuck in a fence. Trying to catch a ball. He can't get it. He's running back and forth in the fence. Oh, no. It's going to be another home run. No. Come on, Lisa. Oh, dang. This is brutal. Let's get him out.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was a play. He shouldn't have run. He got cocky. All right, Tiffany Bosworth at bat. I hate this girl so much. I need to strike her out. I might use my crazy ball. First, I got to get 2 strikes, though. Let's see what Kenny wants me to do. Right hook? No. Left hook? Yes. Here's the crazy ball. Let's see. She's probably going to hit it and get a home run.
Probably.
Let's see. Watch this.
Does it cackle?
Yeah,
like
it cackled
that.
On its way down. There we go, Tiffany Bosworth.
Sweetie, you're trash talking a baby child. on the computer.
Sheila Basanti, you're going down. Boo, strike one. I'm sensing we're going to end up loving this so much, we're going to make a spinoff podcast where we do commentary for backyard baseball games.
I really don't think so. I don't think I ever need to play
this
again.
It's real baseball. I'm really hurt. I thought you would like this.
I'm not saying that I don't like it. I'm just saying that I don't like playing
Sweetie,
it.
Let's rewind the tape to the first inning. I hate this. What the heck is the elevator ball? I don't remember this. Does it just go strangely up? Oh, what? She's going to get a homer.
It went strangely.
Come on, Pablo. Wasted my special pitch.
It went strangely right into Tiffany's good zone.
Boom. Well, now Tiffany's out because Pablo caught it, threw it to Pete Wheeler on second. These kids need to learn. Stay on first. Not when Pablo Sanchez is in the outfield. You don't make a run for second. Not a great inning for me. Now we're at the top of the fifth. It is 0-4 Melonheads.
Is there a way to make the Gooch stop?
You just hit escape.
Is that kid eating a hamburger?
It's a burger now.
Now?
Come on, Dante. He's hungry.
Does he have, like, food insecurity problem?
Come on, Nancy. Give me something I can work with here. That's going to be a strike, isn't it? No.
Charge the mound. Charge it.
Pablo.
Beat the shit out of Nancy Chin.
Dante, get her. It's going 8,000 feet in the air and then landing in Nancy Chin's.
Nancy Chin committed
wow,
an error.
Wow.
Oh, my God. We're on base for the first time in this damn game.
Oh, my God. Top of the fifth. 0-4, Jacinda Smith is on base because Nancy Chin can't catch a ball. All right, come on, Lisa Crockett. Let's see what you got.
Crockett was probably like pulling the wings off butterflies in the outfield earlier. Yeah, this seems like the amount of animations feels excessive.
All right, well, Lisa Crockett sent a line drive right to the pitcher. Oh, bottom of the fifth.
Oh,
Melonheads are up 4-0, and they're at bat again.
The only thing you can say about our game right now is that it is going quickly.
All right, right, come on, right to Jacinda. Catch it, girl. There we go.
Get it, girl.
Stupid Nancy Chin's at bat. I don't know who I hate more. All right, it's looking good. It's looking good for us. I shouldn't say that. Two strikes on Nancy Chin, one out. She fouled it. Bummer.
Is there any way we can mute those kids in the background?
No, that's the best part. Come on, Nancy. Two fouls, two strikes. Oh, of course she hit it. Somebody get under that. Lisa Crockett, you suck! Oh my god, now she's gonna chase after the spot the ball was. Great, Lisa. Oh my god, that was her version of throwing it to Kenny? She just dropped it there. I don't think Lisa Crockett knows what sport she's playing. We need Jordan Thorner to just hit this right to Pablo.
You're talking to a game, sweetie. What kid is, like, playing the organ at this game?
Also. Top of the six. This is it, Kate. You ready to take back over?
Nope.
Okay. It is still 0-4. Melonheads. I think we can make this happen. I think I can get four runs.
I'm sulking over here. I think we just let me sulk.
Ricky Johnson is going to be our ringer. Let's do it, Ricky.
Is he the shy one?
Not too shy to hit that ball straight up somewhere where it will get caught for sure. Oh, yes. Their team has some clunky performance sometimes.
Oh, really? Because they're beating you 4-0.
I mean, I'm glad it's clunky.
Are you trash talking?
Yeah.
I'm in no position.
Who are whooping me.
Yeah.
Listen, I can only do so much. You made the team.
It's a grounder.
Yeah, grounder.
She's fast.
Oh, come on.
Keisha's a juggernaut.
No, Keisha. Why did he get out? He was safe. Where's the ref?
There's no ref, sweetie. It's an umpire. Had you played real baseball, you would know that.
All right, here comes Kenny. Oh, poor sweet Kenny. I don't know if he's our best bet right now. Oh, this is just what I need. I got man on first, man on second, and Pablo at bat. Oh, come on.
It's a strike.
She might actually walk Pablo, right? Because he could get a home run. Even stupid Nancy Chin knows that. Oh, no, Pablo. That's not great. It's all right. You know, Keisha's on third. Kenny's on second. Pablo's out. That's sad, but he did hit it almost directly to first. So Stephanie Morgan, baseball fanatic.
Oh my god, Jacinda. Jacinda fell. Oh my god, she fell.
I blew it. I had the bases loaded. I told Jacinda to go for it. Now she's out.
Jacinda fell on her
face. Was that it? Oh, she did trip. You know why? Because I tried to send her back. Oh no. Oh no. Final score, 0-4. Green Melon Heads. I hate them so.
Well, that's a loss for the Wombat. 0-4.
You win some, you lose some. Unfortunately, today was one of those lose some kind of days.
We're back. Kate, my first bullet point here was it's easy to learn. I meant about baseball. I didn't mean how to play this game, but what do you think about my point that it's easy to learn?
Okay. I liked making the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked looking at all the kids and like learning about what they're good at.
Yeah.
The actual mechanics of the game were completely torturous for me. I think it's because I don't have, like, the hand-eye coordination that you have.
For video games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't have them for real life. It was extremely frustrating
yeah.
for the entirety of my time, to mm-hmm. the point where I said, I do not want to play this anymore, and then I made you play it.
Yeah, pretty much, in the third inning.
Yeah.
Did you think the dialogue was funny?
Not really.
Did you?
I like the fact that one kid was named Gooch.
Yeah. Did you like the kids' backgrounds, all the info about them?
Yeah, that was the only part of the game that I actually enjoyed.
So if you could just be like team manager and make the team and then not actually play, that'd be good.
Is there like a manager mode where I just get to put teams together and give them names?
No.
That I would love.
See? Maybe we should make that. Okay, so backyard baseball. Does it have any splats?
It was definitely not a Pablo Sanchez home run. It was fine. I just wasn't into it. And I think it's because, like, I don't have any of reference.
It's quite an understatement that you weren't into it. I can't wait to play this back. And
no, I did not like
a minute ago in the episode, it is you ready to rage quit and throw my laptop across the room.
What? It was not...
I quote, I hate this.
It was not enthralling for me, and I didn't have any, like, motivation to get better at it. Because I didn't love it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't think I have, like, the video game resiliency that it takes to be good at this stuff.
You're not going to go far in backyard baseball, in the backyard baseball league.
I can see why people like it, though.
Okay.
I understand why people like it. So, and I think if I was, like, less bad at it, I would also like...
Maybe we should have set it on easy. The other thing I was
I didn't
say,
like having to click, and yeah. like having to move the mouse was stupid.
I think...
And you have to do it fast.
We played this on a laptop touchpad. I think with a real mouse, it might have been a little better. But maybe. Do you think this game is playable in today's world? Like, do you think it holds up in any way? Like, looking at it, playing it?
No,
you
don't, not really.
No, really?
Well, like, we live in a world where you can, like, put on VR goggles and, like, I don't know, like, fight a dragon.
So we have MLB The Show for PlayStation, and, like, that looks almost completely realistic, and it's extremely, yeah. I don't know, but that's what I like about
this
game.
This is cute. Like, it's
different.
Cute.
It's supposed to be... kids playing
it's
in their backyard.
Game.
I think, and not that my opinion matters here, because that's not why people listen to this show, I think this game does hold up and is very playable today because the mechanics are not simple, meaning that you should have figured it out easier, but all like you just need to click. It's all about learning the timing, and
yeah.
there's nothing like crazy like dated about it,
yeah.
I don't think.
I think if you had hand-eye coordination, you would really like this game, yeah. but I just don't have it.
Personally, too, the next game in this series that came out in the baseball series was Backyard Baseball 2001, which featured, I hated this as a kid, it featured pro players from that baseball season as kids. They put 30 players, so in addition to the 30 kids from this game, you could also be like Ken Griffey Jr. as a kid.
Wow, whatever happened
to
him?
I thought it was stupid.
Did he die on a boat?
I don't think so, Kate. But, I think this one holds up more so than any of the other games in this series.
Personally, I did not enjoy this, but I think if you were better at computer games, it would definitely hold up.
Yeah.
But, like, here's the thing. I think I just want it to be slower. Like, I am slow.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy the Oregon Trail. You know, I just like things where you just travel slowly across the land. You don't have to have it's a reflex thing.
The more you play, the better you get. And maybe the format of this show, which is very limited, how much time you play it, which is good for your sanity, but not good for getting good at it. Okay. If you're listening to this and it's making you feel nostalgic about Backyard Baseball and you want to play it, go to our website, notstalgia.org. There's going to be a page on our links page about how to set up a virtual machine like this so you can play it. And if you want to contact us, tell us how your team is doing in the league standings, you can email us, notstalgia.org.
Brag about how good you are. Tell me that I suck.
Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Oh, just look up Notstalgia, Anchor FM, anywhere that is on the internet. We're there.
I will have you know that I was the alternate all-star selection for my third grade softball team.
Uh-huh.
So in real baseball, I think I would have kicked your butt. I was the alternate.
I was never Little League.
They picked like 8 kids and then they were like, oh, and I guess Katie can go on too.
Yeah.
She's got a good attitude.
To be fair, you would have beat me based on that logic. You had more experience than I did, even being just the alternate.
They really only picked me because I have a good attitude.
Well,
not
I think if they could go forward in time and listen to the clips of you playing, I think they would have said, oh man. And I don't think those of you out in podcast land will even hear some of the foulest stuff that came out of Katie's mouth.
Yeah,
I'm censoring this.
I did say
this.
That I wanted a kid's eyes to fall out, which was really insensitive.
Find us online. Subscribe to us on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, and leave us a review and a rating. Even if you hate us, leave us a bad review and a bad rating, because those really help.
That'll make me sad.
So that's it.
This is Sunny Day and Vinny the Cooch saying see you next time.
Next week on Notstalgia, Legends of the Hidden Temple.